From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather, mostly sunny early this afternoon, cloudy later on, the high near 50. By tonight, showers in the low around 36, and Thursday, partly sunny, the high near 53. 45 now. KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. And County Commissioner Tim Freeman joining us this afternoon, along with County Human Resources Director Michael Kurtz, talk about the response from Douglas County government to the COVID-19 pandemic. Gentlemen, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
So, Tim, first of all, talk about what you announced yesterday with the incident management team and the Emergency Operations Center. Explain more about how that's operating.
Well, it's really has to do with Douglas County's responsibility and authority as the public health authority for the county. So as part of that, that work that's been going on through our public health activities, that's Douglas Public Health Network, they've been doing work response for over 6 weeks. But as more needs, broader community needs, more expanded needs beyond the scope of the work they're doing became apparent, it was obvious that we needed to have the resources available to meet the demands that were coming in. So emergency management works under an incident command structure that is sort of universal across all different kinds of responses. So we see it a lot here in our community in the wildfire responses, but we've, of course, used it as part of the Snowmageddon and other events that we've been involved in. So what that really is a structure of governance for the incident itself. So the Board of Commissioners is the incident agency. So we're who the incident is being handled under and the direction of. We've originally, and the notice that went out yesterday was Casey Bolton was the incident commander. This morning there was a decision to made to make it a unified command. So Douglas Public Health Network and Casey together are going to be that sort of incident command structure, but there is a complete system underneath that, everything from finance to operations to every aspect of the different needs that are being brought to the county and how we can address those.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, you mentioned that this is something that you've used with wildfires, with the Snowmageddon situation, things like that. So just to give people a frame of reference, so was Snowmageddon then the last time we had something like this structure?
Probably, that the county was under, yes, but the last one that's happened in our community would have probably been the Milepost 97 fire last summer when the state folks come down with an incident management team and address the fire. So it's not really that structure of incident command. It is what the Oregon Emergency Management System uses. Our county emergency management and the city's emergency management systems all use that same ICS structure.
So tell us more about how it's going to be operating.
So we originally stood up the facility or the building or the room over in our normal EOC, which is in the Sheriff's Department. But it's a small room, and we quickly recognized that there was no ability to have any social distancing. We were also bringing people into the sheriff's office and possibly subjecting them to being infected. So we moved it over into some of the bigger public rooms the county has up on the third floor. And we're actually going to have some media folks come this afternoon, and we'll be bringing different media folks in over the next few days to show them what it looks like. But it's basically where you have all the different disciplines of the incident command folks in a room trying to maintain social distancing. I know there was a photo the other day. We've moved the tables out. We're able to be about 4 feet apart, not the 6 feet that's recommended. For those people that are critical of that or looking for reasons to be upset, we recognize that this response and the importance of the response to eventually keep people from, being in a situation where they are not going to be able to either get into the hospital or other things that might happen. You know, we're trying to build capacity and other things. Having the risk of having people close versus what the goal of the mission is being weighed out, and we're doing our very best, but we won't always maintain the 6 feet. But again, it's pretty critical that we do this work. We are currently doing a little bit of demolition in another part of the courthouse so that we can maintain that distance. And as soon as that area is ready, we'll be moving in there.
So is this something that these folks are then there throughout the day? Is this just staff during the day, or is this 24 hours, or how about that?
So right now our window of operations is 7 a.m. To 10 p.m. or 2,200 hours. We're not staffing it the whole time, and during the day, a lot of the work that people are doing, they're able to do remotely. It's really a place, you know, if you think about the physical location, it's a place to come together and have report out meetings and do some of that work collectively. But the people that are in there all day, there's just a handful, and they are absolutely able to maintain the 6 foot social distancing. That's the finance chief, emergency manager, sections plan chief. There's a group of folks that are in there pretty much all day long. And the rest of us come in there for briefings and report outs a couple times a day. So it's a structure, if you think about it, just for responding and managing a scalable workforce. So, you know, when we first started this, there was just a few of us. As needs have arisen and resources are needing to be managed, there's more and more people that are participating in this structure.
So Michael Kurtz is with you, the County Human Resources Director. Michael, explain your role and how you're using part of your time to help with this situation.
Yeah. So, my role, the hat I wear here at the county on a normal day is Human Resources Director. So I'm dealing with staffing issues, personnel issues, helping departments with managing their employees. So my big role initially has been just the planning with the county around preparing about how do we continue county operations, given the governor's executive orders around social distancing and with the closure of physically of the courthouse. So we began planning as far back as March 3rd. We put directives out to all department heads to start looking at how to prioritize work in the event of an emergency, how to evaluate their needs, what they would need technology-wise to have employees work remotely, having protocols in place to be able to manage those employees remotely, and having contingency plans for backup staffing in case there was an issue with staff not being able to get into work or not being able to do work. So those plans have progressed as this work has progressed and as this crisis has grown. The other role that I've had is helping the commissioners staff the EOC. So this isn't something that, of course, traditionally our staff are used to doing. Certainly in the sheriff's department and that emergency management system, they have staff that's more familiar with that. But we've had to pull staff out of their traditional roles and put them into places within the EOC that may not necessarily have familiarity with directly, but certainly have a great amount of skill and experience to lend to finding solutions to helping this community through this crisis.
Well, and obviously that makes a lot of sense because given the crisis and the magnitude of what's going on, some of the other normal day-to-day work folks might do, while normally important, just like a lot of people, a lot of things are getting set aside right now to focus on this.
Well, that's certainly a direction that the county has been preparing ourselves for is how do we focus on the core mission, those things that only county government can do, and as part of our normal operations, how we focus on those things and keep those things happening. Things like the senior service, in which there's been several articles on how we feed seniors, things like the juvenile department. You know, we have a contract with the state take care of up to 36 children in foster care, and we have to continue to do that. things you may not think about, like the district attorney's office. The courts are still operating, and we still have to have access to justice. Of course, the sheriff's department and all the amazing things they do on a regular basis, justice courts. And then, you know, a lot of the time that I'm spending is on the public health mission. You know, we are the public health authority. Got great partners helping us. And you know, I can't praise Douglas Public Health Network enough. Them and their staff and the people that are over there doing that work is just amazing. But ultimately, you know, the state looks to us. We're fulfilling the public health commitment and the responsibility that we have for that. So we have kind of a unique public health system here in Douglas County in that we contract for the services with the nonprofit Douglas Public Health Network and with other providers in the community for the actual services. So a great working team out there doing amazing stuff. We were the first county to have a call center, first county to do drive-through clinics. We're constantly getting asked by other counties how we're able to do the work we're doing, how the epidemiology, you know, over at Douglas Public Health Network, they put a lot more staff on, immediately ramped up to start doing that work. And we're proving to be very nimble and really accomplishing a mission in ways that other counties are wanting to help, you know, help us with them so they can replicate it.
All right, going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman and Human Resources Director Michael Kurtz talking about county government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to take a 90-second break, and we'll be back to interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson Show coming at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show, socially distanced to coming from Winston this afternoon at Wintergreen Nursery. So listen for that. Of course, keep your radio on. Check 541radio.com, the 541 Radio app, and the KQEN Facebook page as we keep you updated on information. Back down to the courthouse, County Commissioner Tim Freeman and Human Resources Director Michael Kurtz talking about the county government response to COVID-19. And Commissioner Freeman, yesterday as the word came out of the incident management team, the Emergency Operations Center, one of the things I noted right at the front end was how many different organizations you've got involved in this. I think probably 12 coming from areas of health and county government and other organizations as well.
Yeah, so that's part of the success of the public health work that's been done over the last 5 or 5.5 years. It's really the fact that all those folks work together as part of delivering the public health services, and they all have a part of the mission of their organization is the health of the public. And as we approach this, you know, what is sort of unprecedented emergency, it's the community coming together to make sure we have the resources to do it. You know, just as an example of that, you know, everybody has seen Dr. Dannenhofer and the great work that he's doing. So Dr. Dannenhofer is a part-time employee of the county. He's our county public health officer. He's also the designated local public health authority through the county and our responsibility. And he's the Douglas Public Health Network's medical director. So he really wears three hats. And the beauty of that is, normally you'd have those three people sort of debating or arguing or trying to figure out how to approach things. He can have that argument in his head and get it all settled before it gets out to us. So those type of things are working well. But all those organizations that are out there lending support to this response are going to be the success that we're going to have at the end. And all those people on that chart of our logo that we sent out are all part of this. And there's likely to be many more.
And, of course, we've got them all listed at 541radio.com. Also, talk about the involvement of Casey Bolton in all of this, especially interesting given his background in the Army prior to retiring from that and coming to Aviva Health 4 years ago.
Yeah, so it's interesting where you look for those people in your community that have unique skill sets. Michael Kurtz is sitting across from me. His job in the military revolved around public information, and having that resource here at the county is certainly a great thing that we take advantage of. But Casey specifically, retired from the military as a colonel, very accomplished military career. Part of the time when he was in the military, or most of the time as a military, was all around medical units, and specifically setting up field hospitals and having that administrative background of planning and setting up field hospitals. So when we talk about, our mission of making sure the hospital has support in case they do get a lot of patients and need to have additional capacity, he's exactly the right guy to have doing that. And that's what he's done his working career. So we're very fortunate to have him doing that work. On top of all that, running Aviva that has multiple clinics around the county and having that medical relationship with all those other medical groups in our community is very valuable also.
So, Michael, as you're involved with this situation, have you also been involved in part of things like this in the past with the county?
I sure have. So, of course, most recently for us was the Snowmageddon situation. And one of the big takeaways for us, and as I explained earlier in the broadcast, was the need for us to be prepared, have a plan, and know how we're going to continue those essential services, those core services that have to continue within the community.
And Michael was the deputy public health director under the old model of public health, so he has that lens he helps us look through also.
And as we take a look at this situation and what's ahead, Tim, the other thing is, what kind of time frame do you have, or is it essentially indefinite at this point in knowing how long you may need to have this structure and all of this going on?
So that is very fluid, and as you've seen around the state and around the country and around the world, it's changing daily, and that's one of the things that we've worked on very hard here at the county is to get our information and our public information people working together, not just from the county, but from all the organizations. That what is the most accurate, timely information today could be much different tomorrow. And as you know, we have our daily update that the county and these organizations are sending out together. And that gives people today's information real time in a way that is as concise as possible. The challenges, of course, is, you ask me how long this is going to go on. I don't know. Our planning horizon is out a ways. We're looking, for the success of social distancing, so we won't need to do a lot of the things we're planning for. But we've literally been working on this for over a month now, taking it serious, making sure that we have, everything that Douglas County can bring to the table and ready to, to partner with the other organizations and ready to go. I want to make sure we have time to talk a little bit about the positive tests and where they're at and what the disclosure is and what's the concerns there. So I don't want to run out of time before we get to that.
Well, let's go ahead and jump into that right now.
Okay, so, we're getting a lot of feedback that other counties are doing things differently on disclosing where the positive cases are. So first thing, that's the decision of the epidemiologists, the medical folks, the people that are doing that work under the public health authority. And I am very supportive of their decisions on how they're doing it. So I don't know where these people live, what town they live in, how old they are. I'm not getting that information. But Dr. Dannenhofer multiple times has said that this is all over the county, that these positive tests aren't clustered. They're spread out all over the county, and they're tracking when they find there's a positive. They go out and do the work to find out who they've come into contact, where they've been, and that's all over the county. So today they're developing a map that shows that in a more visual way than how he says it. So we're trying to do that. There was an attorney general opinion early on that said you could give out basic information, and some counties are doing that. So as an example, in Lane County, they will say, it's a 55-year-old male from Eugene Springfield area. Okay, so if you say that, it's not an identifier because of the number of people that are in Lane County and the number of people that are in the Eugene Springfield area. If you say a 55-year-old male from Eugene and Springfield, you're talking thousands of people that could be. If you turn that around and say that in one of our smaller communities, whether that's, Glendale, Oakland, Yonkaw, If you say a 55-year-old male in any of those cities, you're talking about a handful of people, and that becomes an identifier. So the fact is that this disease is all over in the county. So we're going to have, again, a visual representation of what the doctor's been saying. And you need to expect that everybody you come into contact with act like they have it and act like you have it, because you can have it for a lot of days and have no symptoms. So that's really the direction that's coming from public health. That direction is not unique to Douglas County. That's the direction we're hearing at the state, federal, and worldwide. Act like you have it and act like those people around you have it. Practice social distancing.
All right, County Commissioner Tim Freeman, Human Resources Director Michael Kurtz, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.